with Ali Zirkle and Takotna, and you're walking your dogs at this point and just giving them a stretch?
I am, yeah. I just let them get out of there. No, they're not used to being in the same place for that long. Like me, I guess. So, yeah. Avoid the leg lifts, you're good to go.
So, can you remark on just the sheer number of dogs that are currently in Takotna? It seems like most teams have a lot of huge strain.
You know, I haven't looked at anyone's team but mine. I probably should go back and look at a few other teams. I have 15, which I'm happy about. They're a little yin and yang, and there's a few that are completely happy, and there are a few that would like to, I'd like to see put a little more weight on, or, you know, they're not perfect, but I'm not perfect either. So I guess that's fair.
So it's definitely a good place for you to take some time and feed them and give them rest.
Yeah, I always feel like Takotna is not too far into the race that you can stop and you can analyze your team and see what direction they're headed, and then you can appropriately like move down the trail either, you know, fast and race or slow and hold together. So I guess halfway through my 24 right now, that's what I'm doing. I'm analyzing the team and walking them all around to see how I feel like they look.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to give people an idea of the mind of a musher, you know, right at this point, it's kind of impossible. It's too early to say what's really happening in the race. So once you hit the Yukon and maybe head up there, is that kind of where you're sizing your team up to see how?
Well, I mean, I'm always sizing my team up, but, you know, sizing it up in comparison to other people's teams, I guess, you know, happens a little bit later. I guess that dog just wants kibble. So, I mean, yeah, I guess I don't start sizing my team up in comparison to other people's teams until I start focusing more on them and less on me, which probably isn't so good, but I'm sure that'll happen sooner or later. But yeah, Takotna's so early. Everyone's leapfrogging. You don't even know where you are compared to everyone else, and Willie can't stop wagging his tail. Good boy, Willie.
So you just do what you do at this point.
What I feel like. Mm-hmm. Yes, everyone's got their strategy. Obviously, Martin's got his thing going on that he's not looking at anyone else yet, and Nicholas has got his thing going on, he's not looking at anyone else yet, and Sonny, I'd say those three have run near, so I'm aware of what they're doing. I'm really not, I don't know what Mitch has been doing. He's right parked right next to me. I had no idea Alan was even parked right there.
Hey, tugboat, how are you?
So that's kind of neat. So yeah, I guess probably by the time I get to the Yukon, I'll see what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you. Are you pretty happy with your team at this point? You said they're kind of yin and yang right now.
Well, I walked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 11. So I'll let you know after I walk the rest.
All right. Thanks, Ali.
Oh, 6 out of 15. See, I can't even do math.
Ali Zirkle in Takotna. And reporting in Takotna, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.